Ayo, for all of my fathers, todos los papás, this is a special weekend. And in this episode, I want to share with you what Reid Markham actually said about fatherhood. And it's the following, that the quality of a father can be seen in the goals and the dreams and the aspirations that he sets not only for himself, but also para su familia, his family. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to give a shout out this special episode to all of the dads out there that are putting in the work. This one's for you. Let's go. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Noan El Boricua, and I'm really excited because I want to share with you today a really dope video, and just really, I just want to give a shout out to all of my fellas out there that you guys are dads, you're a father, and maybe for some of the abuelitos, right? I really want to be able to give this to you. Now, look, you could be a father that's been a dad for a really long time, or maybe you're a newbie. I just want to make this video because I think sometimes we just don't really get the love and the reminder, dad to dad, to be able to say, we see you, we hear you, and more importantly, we want to honor you in this video today. I am grateful, you know, because I have two amazing young men that I've had the chance to be able to be their father, and I'm super honored, and I always used to tell him, call me papi, because me growing up, my dad always wanted me to call him papi, so this is something that I just want to hopefully in this video, I just want to share with you guys the importance of why we need our dads and the importance of their love and how all this connects. Now, my name is Noan El Boricua. I don't know if I said that earlier, but this is Fio Pasión, where we're all about diving in la cultura, getting to grow in our faith, and like always, being able to make those conexiones, the connections. And this is one of those videos. I want to make this connection with all the dads out there and the importance of the work that you're doing, and that we see you, and more importantly, that your kids really love you for all that you're doing. And if you haven't been a great dad lately, I hope that this video can also serve maybe as a reminder and a motivation for you to be able to fuel your pasión for your children. Now, one of the first things that I want to talk about as a reminder to all of our dads out there that I want to say I'm grateful for is, number one, let's talk about the significance of active fatherhood, meaning that you've been active, and that really the days in the past are really gone of dads being kind of distant or dads not really being there and being the cheerleader and really being your number one fan. I want to give a shout out to all of you dads out there. I'm talking to you. Thank you for being actively involved in your children's lives. I think that's something that we need to understand today, that more than ever, many of our dads out there, if we're being honest, and it's case by case, I know that my father was there for me when he was available to show up to my games. I know my father was there to show me how to throw a baseball, to be able to show me how to throw a football. And my hope is that likewise for you, maybe if you didn't have that example in your life, and maybe you didn't have a, what we call like a spiritual dad in our life that maybe taught us some of those ins and outs of being a young man. My hope is, and really I'm grateful because you have been active, and that we're super, look, I could tell you so many different stories that I get a chance to be able to say, and I'm gonna give some love to some of my friends out there that have been very active and actively involved. And one of those first people that I want to give their flowers to is Obi Rosales. Many of you know him in the Spanish scene as the lead singer of Roca Firme. He's currently doing a solo project. I was going to say a single project. I don't think that terminology is used anymore. But he's been doing a solo project. But more importantly, he is super active in his kids' lives, and I know that they recently relocated to another state. My guy was, LA, born and bred, but I want to say thank you, Obi, because you are one of those dads that have actively been involved, especially with your oldest son and, your primogenito. To be able to see him play baseball, to be able to see all that they've attained specifically for him, that's what's really dope. I mean, I think also for myself, like, I wasn't a big soccer fanatic, but when my youngest son wanted to play soccer, guess what I did? I went all in, and I wanted to make sure that my son was supported in his passion for the game of soccer, as he calls it, football. And the same thing goes for you, Obi. The fact that you're willing to be actively involved in your son's sports, I think that's amazing. And we need all of you dads out there to stay active, be that cheerleader, be that person that's constantly pushing and engaging with them, because that's the beauty of seeing this. Like, when we have, and I'm going to read this because I have it over here on my laptop. When we think about active fatherhood, it contributes to our kids' emotional well-being. It contributes to fostering these strong bonds with not just, dad and child, but also the other teammates and peers around them. And more importantly, there's this sense of security because of the fact that you have a father. And I'm going to rephrase that you dads are out there actively involved, because this is for you. I know some people that keep talking about the kids, but dads, thank you for being actively involved, because you're fostering the things that we need for our young people today. And I just want to celebrate that engagement. Let's go on to the next one. And I think this is where we talk about the yin and the yang, right? How they balance when it comes to work life and family life. And this is something that I want to give a shout out to one of my other good friends out there, Miguel, a big supporter of the channel, him and his family. And congrats to you and your wife, Priscilla, for having a new child. We call him M4, or they do. I like to call him Miguelito. And I'm grateful because of the fact that, sir, you've been as young of a dad that you are. You're understanding work-life balance. You're understanding the importance of creating healthy boundaries. And I want to celebrate not just Miguel, but a lot of you dads out there that are really, 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 let's keep it real, man. We're really trying to provide for our families. We're really trying to provide a rest for our wives, and we understand the importance of that. And that's why, one, going back to being active, we understand that we have to balance that out, and that sometimes we need to clock out and not get the overtime. Sometimes we need to take some of that time off. And I'm a corporate of this. I have a lot of PTO and I haven't taken time off lately. And I think that's a reminder. When I see my friend Miguel, who just recently went back to work after taking some time off to be with his son and his daughter, that's what it's all about. And I think for me, when we balance these two aspects, it's not easy. But yo, dads, we find creative ways to really find that balancing act. You know, thank God for technology. Thank God for social media, that we have a way to get creative, to be able to stay present. And I just want to honor you, every one of you. And if maybe you're new to the game, reach out, or maybe you can put in the comments, how do you stay creatively balanced when it comes to your career and your family? I would love to hear that for some of you dads out there. Put it in the comments, or maybe share it via DM. And if you haven't had a chance and you're enjoying and you're finding some value out of this video, I hope you can like and subscribe from a YouTube lens. If you're listening to us via podcast, I hope you have the opportunity to be able to just subscribe. Now, the last thing that I want to share on the importance of love. All of you dads out there truly know how to love your kids. All of you dads unknowingly understand the importance of what in 1 Corinthians in the Bible, chapter 13, it talks about love. And biblically speaking, for those that maybe have ever heard this in the church context, there's this ultimate love by the Father God, which is the agape love. And something that I want to share here is that we need to understand that love is something that we know that is patient. We know that it's something about kindness, but also we know that love suffers long. Now, let me break that down to you, man. Love is willing to suffer a long time under difficult circumstances without complaining. Think about that. Love is willing to suffer. Can you relate, Dad? Like a long time under difficult circumstances without Dad sometimes complaining and staying quiet. It's like patience on steroids. I feel sometimes moms have a little bit more of that, but you know what I'm trying to tell you, Dad. I want us to understand that just like God first loved us, above all else, God is love, and he demonstrates it in so many ways. Dad, you as well demonstrate it so many different ways for your family. My prayer and my hope is that you understand the importance of that, because when kids consistently experience a loving patience and a kindness from their dad towards themselves and towards others, can I tell you, Dad, bring it in. Your kids are going to be more than likely to emulate that agape love that they see you give to them. So dad, keep loving your kids. Keep finding creative ways to work life balance, to spend time with your kids. And more importantly, mantengate activo. Maintain yourself active in their lives. Thank you to all you dads out there. And the last father I want to give a shout out to is Henry, a good friend of mine out in Texas. He showed his son the importance of surrounding yourself with greatness. And I just want to say thank you guys so much. And I want to say happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. And know that God loves you and that he wants you to continually stay sharp. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Surround yourself with greatness. And remember, never do life alone. We always will heal in community, dads. We need each other. Keep going forward. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Noan Boricua. Check us out, FuelPasionPodcast.com. And like always, immerse yourself in la cultura. All right. I ran out of memory. Dads, fellas, I just want to say thank you. Remember to surround yourself with other great dads so that in order you could be great, because you are great. But in order to understand greatness, you have to surround yourself with greatness. And that's pretty much it. That's what I have. I think one of the last thoughts as I'm closing this out, you know how kids spell love? T-I-M-E. I don't know if you've heard that before, but I had someone share that with me. T-I-M-E. That's love. Dads, you know what love is all about. And it's constantly going to keep changing. It's going to evolve. And I hope that you continue to keep going forward. Once again, thank you so much. I hope you guys can check us out. And as always, immerse yourself dentro de la cultura. Always grow in your faith. Y como siempre, always make those conexiones. Once again, happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. And who knows, maybe we'll do a little series on celebrating some of the dads and the work that they're doing. So, we'll see what happens. All right, ladies and gentlemen, como mi abuelita siempre dice, que Dios te bendiga.